Tom was just saying that some people think that when we talk about the wrong view and the wrong practice, for example, going to meditation centers or something, they feel that we are unfairly criticizing other teachers and, sorry?
Or judging.
Or judging, being very judgmental, don't you? And so...
Well, they feel that because like anyone can take some words from a teacher and have like wrong judgment about what is said, like even Acham words, if someone just takes some words and criticize it, then it could seem to be wrong. But so it's the same thing for the meditation centers or meditation teachers. They feel that if we just take some words from them and criticize, then it's unfair. She said that she totally, what Achan said totally right, and what Achan, the way Achan teaches, is really the right way for the development of understanding. So, but she feels that maybe is it just better to just talk about the right way, because we cannot know about what is taught by other people. So it's her main point. But she herself doesn't know about the other people, but she's just happy with Ajahn's teaching. But then when it comes to like passing judgments on meditation center and teachers, she feels that this is unfair.
We don't mind who would say anything, but what about the truth? If they think that we are right, or if they think that we are wrong, it doesn't matter, because right is right and wrong is wrong. And as I'm good friend, I would tell just the truth. Is there any wrong practice in the teachings too? Why Buddha said that? And is there any meditation center at the Buddha's time? So I follow the teachings, that's all.
Yes.
If they think they have reason, they can tell and explain their understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But what they taught is against the truth, even the word anatta. Then shouldn't we keep the teachings for the others too in the future?
Mm-hmm.
I just not say anything just to be kind or generous like they think.
Mm-hmm.
Not to talk about the meditation center. But they should know, why do we talk about that? For right understanding or for what?
For me, I have no problem with all that, but maybe I think maybe some, I don't know what are all the ideas behind, and because she doesn't know either, so
I think maybe it's just a kind of general idea that one shouldn't criticize other places or other people, or shouldn't say something is wrong because maybe one doesn't know or something.
Yes,
like that.
It's a general idea like that.
So why don't we talk about the truth so that we can know what's right and what's wrong?
Mm.
If it's like in Tipitaka, it must be right. But when it's not, why do people do the thing that they know better?
I think maybe she feels that even though when one is in a meditation center, there might be many wrong views, but just like us here,
yes,
we listen to the Dharma, and there might be many wrong views too. So at the meditation centers, the teachers and the students, they can still have moments of wrong, a bright view, And so panya can also arise. So when we just tell them that they all wrong, then it's unfair. I think it's the whole point.
Because it's like daily life, like here. So if daily life is in the meditation center, there can be right view and wrong view, just like here. Shouldn't they think about whether what they are doing is against the teachings of the Buddha? Mm-hmm. And that's the way to make the teachings decline.
Mm-hmm. I think that you are speaking from your perspective of really understanding the truth. And for you, the truth is most important. But when someone still has emotional attachments and like also many other ideas, then they just don't see the same thing.
In Thailand and all over the world, there are meditation centers. But I speak the truth, I don't mind who think of me in what way or that way, because I think that as much as I'm a good friend, I'll tell the truth to the end. If they don't like it, it does matter, because the truth is the truth. Otherwise, how can they not follow the wrong path more and more?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So to speak the truth is not just for to be beloved one, or to be praised or respected. It's just for the sake of the listeners to see that what I say is right or wrong. And if it's wrong, shouldn't we say that it's wrong? And what condition the desire or wanting to go to the meditation center? What for? No understanding at all, just to be told. And who would like to be told? And why do we come to have discussion? Thank you. If it's not for understanding, we can talk and if one does not agree, please show the one's own opinion or understanding so that one can discuss more in order to get what's right and what's not right.
So you could hypothesize a person going to a meditation center just out of curiosity and not because they have any idea of gaining understanding, but realistically.
Jan is shaking her head.
Yeah.
I think that they'd like to gain understanding or Nibbana, or not understanding, just wanting to reach Nibbana.
One is just speaking about right view and wrong view. When you talk about the meditation center, it's just an example of saying that if you have an idea of doing something as part of a practice to develop understanding, then it's wrong view.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
And also, if I didn't hear from Ajahn that meditation was wrong, I would still meditate, and I'm really grateful that she told me that.
And when Ajahn mentioned about the true metta, I think it's right.
It's difficult when it's a close friend and one would like to help.
Yeah, so when is it metta which motivates, so this difference?
Yes.
So I can see that when you have really metta and understanding, that you can be very brave to say things that are unpleasant to others.
Yes, yes. Because, and they know and they sense it's because it has their welfare at heart, and they may not agree, but they can.
But you see that it's only asking question, just question and the answer, for the others to consider that it's right. We don't talk about the others personally, like this person or
just
that
about
mountain, this
ideas.
One.
And
what the purpose is, what do you mean by meditation?
Right.
And of course, actually, they have no answer, or they say, well, maybe focusing on the breath, or what is breath, and actually, they don't know what
just
breath is.
Just to have more understanding, because usually from birth, we speak that we don't understand at all.
Mm-hmm.
The word that we don't understand. Right?
Yes.
Like what sits, see? Mm-hmm. Any word, like the world, what is that? No understanding at all, because that person hasn't come to hear the teachings of the Buddha. He talked about everything.
And the reason that we say it is because we know that wrong path and wrong practice is so dangerous, just takes one further and further away.
Yes.
And we would also like to help others avoid the trouble we've all had for so long following wrong practices and going to meditation centers.
I also went a long time explaining to her that when I was trained to be aware for a long time like that, it was, now I realize that it's loba, and it became also a habit, you know, like still trying to be aware, and like automatically, so, but now it's known as loba. So it was not a good thing, like, because she had the idea that we should be trained to know the present reality rather than go on too much into details and be lost in the stories. So I said that it's so dangerous, the idea that you can be trained to know the present realities.
Trained to be aware.
Yeah.
Moving more slowly or something like this. Yeah. Such strong wrong view.
So I think for those of us who have practiced meditation in those places, we know very well
how dangerous
it is.
I think Ajahn is like a grown up when telling children playing with fire.
We try to prevent the children playing with fire before they get so badly burned. But okay, if they want to get badly burned, then let's hope they learn then. But
I think that why they are not interested in understanding. This is more important than anything else, because it's opposite of ignorance. Otherwise, there must be still ignorance all the time if there is no understanding. So why not thinking about understanding? And why did Buddha teach? Just for the sake of understanding. And the meditation teacher, when one is called, didn't teach anything about understanding. Because the word is meditation teacher. So what they teach is only meditating, not understanding.
And in many places, books are not allowed, like they don't encourage reading.
Talking
books
not allowed, books not allowed, telephone calls not allowed.
But the place when Mai went to, the meditation center when she went to, it's a very different one, like in the sense that it's the only place where they don't teach a technique and where they encourage people to read books. Yeah, so it's the very,
not so bad.
Not so bad, yeah.
What kind of book?
Well, that teacher, he wrote several books, and he also stressed the importance of understanding. He also stressed the importance of understanding.
Understanding what?
Understanding about the nature of reality. So he talks a lot about understanding that there's no one who is there's no one in the process.
So understanding what?
He taught about understanding kusala and akusala, and about understanding that there's no one, whatever that it experienced.
So when it's not no one, what is it?
It's just a mind, satchitta, which knows its object. But he doesn't give clear explanations like you again and again and in many aspects.
Anything that anyone who wants to have understanding can listen to anything to see whether it's right or wrong.
They might say that it's no different going to this meditation center where some right things are taught and some wrong things are taught. They might say it's no different from when, for example, you listen on the radio to some teachers who teach some right things and some teachers who teach wrong things, because there can be understanding of what is right and what is wrong at any time, so maybe similar.
How can they know that similar?
What is similar? Well, if there's no right not enough understanding in the first place, then one cannot know.
Anything that one forgets that one Buddha is one's refuge?
Yes,
at all.
That's the point. Mm-hmm. No matter where one is or where one goes.
And what story are they telling while sitting and meditating? Because of the writer, that the story that you are writing, or the painting they're painting. I remember you telling about the painter, the mind of the painter, or the story, once upon a time. And while sitting, what story are we telling? Painting are we painting?
Yeah.
It's really not worth sitting, no.
I think that we can talk about the truth on and on and on and on endlessly, because the truth is always any moment. And it's so very, very deep that we can dig deeper, go deeper and deeper to understand it. Otherwise, there's no instrument to have less attachment to the idea of self. Even when one knows that now, seeing arises and falls away, everything arises and falls, it doesn't make any kind of seeing the danger of it at all. It needs more understanding. Mm-hmm. That's why even Vipassana Jnana, to see the danger of reality, is not the first jnana.
There's no understanding of the arising and falling away.
So what about the pariyate? Very, very, it's an introduction to the truth right now. But we can see that even in the Buddha's time, there were so many teachers, 6 famous ones, see? So it's all right. It's it has to be like this today. Even Buddha's still alive, see?
I think the main thing is people are very so keen or desperate to have some results. So if it's the teacher who encourages them to think they are aware of the impermanence of realities and understand the danger of realities, and then that they're enlightened, of course it's so appealing. So it's
the listeners pretend to understand awareness.
Yes.
See, if someone says, be aware, what can I do, what can I do, and sit. There's a little boy who goes to the meditation center with his father. And the boy sat very still for many hours. The father thought that his son so good in understanding and getting the result, something. And the son said, "You didn't know what that I didn't know anything at all. Just sit. Who knows?" Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they think they are aware, like if they think or they do this, they are aware of moving the cup slowly, so they think that this is awareness, but they don't know what awareness is at all.
Just to be told.
Just to be told.
So they do not have Buddha as his refuse at all.
But they think they do. They think this is what it's said in the Mahasatipatthana Sutta, being aware of
just one
sutta. Bodily postures and being aware of the earth. And
so why didn't Buddha teach just only one sutta, if that is enough?
I think many people who read many suttas and they still get the same idea.
Yes, they may read the entire Abhidhamma and they still end up with the same idea.
To me, I think that the words of the teachings of Buddha must be studied carefully, not just for reading. It's impossible to get the meaning of even anatta. And they don't know what is atta and what is anatta. For example, they see trees and things, they don't know that it's something which is seen already atta.
Well, I think that even people who have listened to you a lot, they still have confusion over what is right effort, or still have questions about is there really not something to be done. And so actually one has to hear and consider a lot to really appreciate that actually nothing to
because
be done.
Because you see that they try to see results so soon. For 4 years I haven't progress, something like that. But that is expectation, not the understanding at all.
So that is this why they will ask you about, is there really not something to be done? Is there really not some right effort to be made? Because it's just clinging to having some result or change.
But do they know what right effort is without studying carefully?
Yeah, without
but it's now at the moment of kusala and not at level of just ordinary.
It's still an idea of someone can do something even though we hear so much about Dhamma.
They don't see the benefit of studying the teachings at all. They just want to have results, they just want to do, they just want to follow anyone which is not Buddha. Lopa is there. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is why the Buddha said not many people will ever appreciate it. It's, for most it's impossible, so not many for whom enough little dust to understand.